Welcome to Practical Wisdom Stories Soul Searching. My name is Nikki Kleppel, and our guest today is Jamie Cavacong. Welcome.
Hi, thank you so much, Nikki. I'm really honored to be here right now.
Yeah, Jamie, you're a former client of mine, and we stayed friends. And you've now started a techies and wellness group. So why don't you tell us about that? I mean, you have roots at Microsoft and on the techie side, and then, you know, kind of turned woo-woo and a little bit more spiritual and deep. So tell us about that journey.
It's gotten really deep, and I'm actually still in tech too. I work at Pinterest right now as a product design lead. So, but yeah, I founded a company called Techies and Wellness. This was when I was just finishing up at Microsoft, but I was inspired just through my own healing journey. I went through this journey of illness and like really trying to do it all. I was like the yes person, like, Jamie, can you do this? Can you do this? So I was like, yes, yes, yes. But for every yes that I was saying to everyone, I was saying no to myself. And it just, you know, and I'm a working mother. I have two children. And so I got to a point where I got really sick and went on this whole path of like healing, not only my physical self, but I learned that it goes way deeper than that. It's mind, body, spirit. And so that just took me on a whole another path in life and in the way that I see and experience the world.
Yeah, absolutely. And tell us more about that. Yeah. I mean, like, I'm so interested. I think illness can certainly do that for people. The whole world right now, I think because of a pandemic, is thinking differently and, you know, having a disruption that can make us be more reflective or analyze ourselves and whatnot. So I guess, you know, just tell us a little bit about what some of those questions or that process that you discovered, learned how to think differently.
Such a great question. Not an easy answer. I learned that by going on this healing journey, I realized that it's not just about the physical health. Everything is energy. And sometimes when we are facing a lot of emotional distress or we're not in alignment with our authentic selves and who we are, or we're not on that path of who we truly feel like we are here to be, like in this lifetime, we can be off and it can create illness. And I've learned that, like, through I don't even know where to start, because before I started Techies and Wellness, I learned about like energy, and I started getting really fascinated by it because I'm supposed to be on steroids and chemotherapy for the rest of my life. But I met a doctor who gave me hope and taught me about homeopathy. Mm-hmm. And within less than a month, I had no symptoms at all. And that was life-changing because I thought I was dying. And
now, do you ever get pushback? I think about my own brother and is a doctor, and my sister-in-law is an internist, but, you know, they just have their voice in their head, like, what are you talking about? That's so crazy. Like, or if you've got like the technical analytical type of people who may be like, what are you talking about? Energy, you know? So yeah. And I love that you're both, because you're both sides of the practical analytical techie and also the, maybe that woo-woo or spiritual energy bit.
I'm
so
the bridge.
How do you bridge the gap?
Right. Yeah. And that's why I created Techies and Wellness, was because with my own experience, we don't talk about these things. We don't talk about energy. And it was so transformative and healing for me. Like, how could I explain this? Like, how can I help other people? Because I'm like, if this helped me and you know, I'm in remission, I actually feel like I don't even have the disease anymore. And like, how can I share this with other people, that there are other ways to heal yourself naturally? And when I say naturally, again, it's like, it's energy. Homeopathy is like energy, taken from Mother Nature. And you know, succumbed onto like a sugar pill. And so how can that like be so healing? And because we're all vibration, like we just don't talk about it because we don't see it. Right. And so where's the proof? And so what I'm saying is like, my proof is my own experience. And now being a energy practitioner also, so I've been a manager and mentor for many years for people in tech, and becoming a practitioner, I see, I hear and I see the stories behind the mask that people come to work with. And I don't know, I just feel like there is so much healing that I have seen others experience energetically through Reiki, through sound healing, through homeopathy, through breath work, all these things that are so simple, and yet we tend to overcomplicate things. So
when you are explaining, is there an analogy that you find helpful, or, you know, other than your own healing?
Yeah.
You know, like what proof or do you have around energy? Like if you're like, if someone's kind of skeptical, like, for example, like there's a quote, like Albert Einstein said, you know, if you want to understand the world, it's energy, right? So, well, okay. Mm-hmm. Oh, people think he's smart. So, you know, what, how else are you able to articulate that and convince maybe skeptics?
There are just some things we can't explain. Like we don't say the sun is shining. Like, how is it shining? Or like you turn a light on, you're like, how did that work? How's there light all of a sudden? Like, there's just some things we don't question. We just know that it works. Mm-hmm. Also like energy is also like a feeling that we get, right? So like love, you cannot see love, but we could feel love. And we know love is there. Mm-hmm. How I like to explain like Reiki or any kind of like healing energy work, like imagine energy being equivalent to like a waterfall. So say like you have a waterfall and there's water going down, flowing down like a mountain, and you're the mountain. And say sometimes when there are like rocks kind of stacked up and all of a sudden the water like can't get anywhere, it's just like kind of stagnant. So that's like an energy blockage. Mm-hmm. And then what energy work is really good at is taking down those rocks and clearing the way, the path, so that your water or your energy can flow through the way that it should be flowing. When there are energy blockages, that's what causes anxiety and depression and illness, like all the things that do not serve us. But when we are flowing and in alignment with our highest vibrating selves, then you kind of know, like you're just in flow, and you know that life is happening for you rather than to you. And you move out of the victim role and into a creator role, and you start creating experiences rather than being at the effect of things outside of you that you can't control.
Is there an exercise, or like what's kind of a first step in that energy work?
So I would say we always hear about meditation, and like meditation as in like really sitting and connecting with yourself. I like to call it like just having a relationship with yourself, and having me time. But like through that, you can have energetic experiences. So like one could be like breath work, like breathing is all energy. And sound healing is another good way to experience energy work, because one, you could hear it, but two, you could also really feel it. And sometimes people will experience things visually, or they'll just have a really interesting experience, like a unique experience, when they experience sound healing and vibration. It's just a very, very powerful experience that people, many people have during sound.
And you were recently published. Would you show us your book and tell us the story that was included?
So I was just an author in The Miracles of Healing. Again, it's never been a goal in my life to like be an author, and you know, but I just felt like at the time that I was asked to be in this book, I was really in flow and just really open. I was really open and not really seeking. I was just like, okay, I am open to bringing in the right people who want to support me, who are, you know, a part of, you know, who are in alignment with where I am today and where I want to go. And when I opened myself up to that, like, still, like, that's just the thing that I do, is like, I'm open to like connecting with people, bringing in people. I'm open to, you know, new way of being or bringing in new information. Like, just the universe just somehow manifests people into your lives and situations into your lives, whether they're really painful and they're lessons, or it's just, you know, opportunities where we can create. And so this book here, actually, most of the authors in this book are doctors. Mm-hmm. So you got like doctor, and then like Jamie. I'm like, why was I asked to be in this book? But it really is about sharing real miracles that have happened, that many of them are based on natural, holistic ways of healing. Mm-hmm. And the stories are just very heartfelt. And we made number one bestseller internationally on Amazon.
Congratulations. Week,
so yeah. Very, very exciting. And it's with some of my biggest inspirations, like Dr. Joe Dispenza. I'm drawing a blank right now. I think his name is Bruce, but the one that founded earthing.com, like all about grounding. And so there's just a lot of great inspiration in this book.
That's it. Great. Thank you. Well, congratulations on doing that. The other thing too, is that you say yes. I think that's one thing, you know, yes to my interview, yes to that, even if it wasn't necessarily, you know, that you weren't having a goal to be an author, but like, you know, just saying yes as things come along, and which I think, especially during COVID, you know, quarantine is like this global disruption, you know, it's making everyone either pause, slow down, think differently, work differently, prioritize differently. But I think that's a good lesson for you, is say, hey, something good came along, even if it wasn't part of the plan. Like a phrase that I've always heard is, or something better. Like I am a believer in like the law of attraction and, you know, manifesting. And so to say, you know, if it's a job, you know, or selling a house, you know, this amount or something better, you know, so it's like the highest good for everybody. And, you know, maybe it's even better than we have in mind. So not being too fixed on what that outcome is going to be.
Exactly. Yes.
That's something that seems like you're modeling really well. One story too that I love about you, but just also how things come full circle, is I posted, I don't know, maybe a year ago, I was on campus, and in the bathroom was a post-it note, like, you got this anyway. And I posted it. And then somebody said, oh my gosh, I know who started that. It's Jamie Cabacong. And then I was like, oh my gosh, she's one of my clients, one of my students. I can't believe it. So it was just such a great, I guess, karma story or whatnot, to be like, you know, a lot of times, you know, I'll teach, hey, you know, you create happiness for others. And then it did, you know, you used that and then it came back to me. So it just felt like, the student becomes a teacher, the teacher becomes a student, and
I love that.
Or that like whole ripple effect. So anyway, that was just another fun story of like, how you like kind of came back into my life a year after you'd taken the program.
Yeah. And I think they're still doing it too at Microsoft. I hear like at all the different campuses, people will still send me photos of like the bathroom notes, post-it notes.
Yeah. See, you're a legacy, you know, you're a joy spreader. Yeah. Definitely. Jamie, what would you say as far as like a connection, you know, what is either a strength from work that you apply in running your family, or strength as a mom that you now leverage at work?
Like a personal strength?
Yeah.
Let's see. I would say,
or even a process, you know, I think sometimes people talk about work-life balance and having them separated. And, you know, it seems, you know, from my experience, like even just for example of, you know, how we run the Dale Carnegie course, like check-ins, you know, have everybody, you know, go around and say, hey, what worked, what didn't, and, you know, to start that in our family and do family meetings, you know, where we each do that to say, hey, if I'm facilitating conversations professionally, can't I have a success with that at home to like call out my kids, my husband to, you know, teach people also like look for the good, you know, if we're doing that. So it's like something I did professionally well and then started that process at home as well. I guess what would you say is kind of a similar thing for you?
Well, earlier while we were just talking, I was saying like I was the yes person like all the time. And I would say like there were a lot of no's that I was saying to myself. And then we talked about me saying yes to this interview and yes to the book. So I think something that is a learning for me is being really intentional about my yeses. Mm-hmm. And is the yes going to serve the highest good for myself and for all? Like I always ask that. Mm-hmm. Is there meaning and purpose? Because there's a lot of things that we say yes to just because it's busy work or because of ego, we want to prove something. But I think for me, it's really important to say yes to something that is like really, I would say, it's almost like a, well, one, giving to myself and honoring myself. Mm-hmm. But also it's a yes that is just meaningful and purposeful. Mm-hmm. And so I think that's something that is really important. And even like at home too, right? It's like, okay, I'm, you know, if I'm going to spend time doing, you know, if I have a day to plan with my family, or, you know, I've got many options, or I could focus on techies and wellness, or I can focus, like, there's so many things that I'm doing outside of work. And I try to figure out, okay, what is it that is important in this moment that will serve the highest good for, you know, me or my family or whatever. So I try to be really intentional with my yeses and the amount of time I have in a day. Cause I think going through an illness where you think you're going to like, you know, like you don't know how much time you have left in your life, you really think about like what is meaningful in my life, and you start to think about what are the things that don't serve me anymore. Mm-hmm. Because like I don't have an infinite life, and you know, so that those are just ways that I prioritize and think about how I want to spend my life and how I want to create the experiences in my life.
Mm-hmm. If you think about as a mom, what is one of the principles from How to Win Friends and Influence People that you've applied in parenting, or what other like parenting philosophy? What's a story that you would share of a either a lesson learned or a proud moment from parenting?
I would say be a good listener. Mm-hmm. That one, encourage others to talk about themselves. I think the more that we can listen, the more that we can have compassion over people, mm-hmm. the more that we can realize, hey, the words that someone may have said to me may have been hurtful, but if I really truly listen to their story and the root, like sometimes we'll realize like it's not even what they said or about that current situation. It goes deeper. Maybe they're hurt about something else in the past.
Yeah. What's one story like where you had that realization with your own kids of listening?
I would say like with my son, especially, like he was bullied growing up quite a bit. And I would always say, well, you know, see where they're coming from. Not that they're not right. They're not wrong. Like just really like see beyond like what the words are being said to you, and really like really try to like see between the lines of where that pain is coming from, because it might not even be about you. It's like really teaching him to not take things too personal, but to really like see the person for their hurt or their pain or whatever it is. Like, what do they need? Because then a lot of times we can just take things really personal and mm-hmm. Not really realize that there is a whole ocean of like reasoning as to why people say the things that they say. They take certain actions, mm-hmm. they have certain triggers that we have nothing to do with, but there's just some pain or some trauma there that needs to be healed.
Yeah, boy, you are really empathetic and just so show so much emotional intelligence. So thank you so much for sharing that with our audience today. just
happy to
helping us to feel uplifted and just kind of think more about, you know, do some soul searching in our own lives of, you know, how do we want to spend our time and, you know, what are those things that are important? So thank you so much for helping us on that journey. Again, Jamie Cavacon, thanks so much for joining today.
Yes, thanks so much for having me.
Yeah, and show your book again.
Yes, here it is, Miracles of Healing from Around the World. So
that's it. Awesome. All right. Thanks, Jamie.